It's March 2023 and Goodheart has cat and dog travel tips for you if you and your pet are jet setters. We've broken down our tips into time frames so that you know what to do 3 to 6 months before travel, what to do the week of travel, and then what to do the day of travel. So as you prepare for your adventure with your cat or your dog, here's what to do in the 3 to 6 months before you travel. First of all, know the booking rules and regulations for planes, trains, and automobiles. All have safety guidelines. If you're flying, know that airlines may not allow pets if the departure or arrival temperature is extreme. Airlines might also have breed restrictions, so call your airlines and check in about those two aspects of traveling with them. If you're flying, also be prepared to check your pet stroller alongside your bags. And finally, if you're flying, know that many airports now have animal-friendly rest and potty areas, which is a huge bonus as you prepare for your flight to leave the gate. Health certificates are also something to consider. Airlines, some U.S. states, and all international travel require a health certificate. Timelines and guidelines vary, so call us with your questions and we're happy to kickstart the process for you. If you're a client rewards member, Goodheart offers unlimited travel health certificates within the continental United States. All right, if you are road tripping, here's what to know 3 to 6 months before travel. You're going to want to research pet-friendly hotels both along the way and at your final stop. If you're traveling by train, know that trains have restrictions when it comes to pets, so check with your provider and know that some pets allow small companions only if they're in a pet carrier. 3 to 6 months out, you're also going to want to microchip your pet if you haven't already. This form of permanent ID ensures a fond reunion if your cat or dog gets lost. If your pet already has a microchip, just verify that your contact information is up to date. And then finally, 3 to 6 months out, call us if you have a kitten, a puppy, a senior pet, or an anxious pet. For kittens and puppies, we can offer tips on how to get your pet used to travel. If you have a senior pet, we want to ensure that your pet is healthy enough for travel. And then finally, for anxious pets, we can offer tips and product advice and prescribe meds if necessary to support a fearful or anxious pet. Okay, so it's the week of travel, and we've got a few tips for what you need to pack. We have a few tips about researching vets within 30 minutes of your vacation spot, etc. So what to pack? First off, don't forget your vaccination records. Second, bring your medications, both prescription meds and parasite prevention meds. We blogged about ticks last year in 2022 if you want to get a refresh on the basics of parasites. Three, you're going to want to remember your pet carrier or harness, and we blogged about why dogs should be in car seats and cats should be in carrier to keep your pet safe as well. So go to goodheart.vet if you need a refresh on those two topics. Number four, you're not going to want to forget your water and water bowl, treats, and food. Five, remember poop bags for dogs or a travel-sized litter box with its scoop for cats. For both cats and dogs, you're going to want to remember favorite toys. And dogs sometimes love a doggy bed for car trips and blankets as well. Finally, don't forget a trash bag, paper towels, and disposable gloves for unexpected messes. Waterproof seat covers and disposable diapers can also help on longer trips. The second thing to do the week of travel is to research vets within 30 minutes of your vacation spot. If you're in Austin, Goodheart has a sister hospital named Firehouse Animal Health Center that has 7 Central Texas locations, and you can learn more at firehouse.vet. On the day of travel, we have 3 tips for you. First off, we advise that you exercise your pet before you head out on your trip so that your pet sleeps while on the move. Play with your cat or dog before you leave the house so they're tired for the plane, train, or car ride. Second, you're going to want to feed your pet as well, but know that pets can get nauseous. So feeding your pet a small meal about 3 to 4 hours before travel is advised because an empty stomach minimizes the risk of nausea and vomiting. Finally, check out road trip safety guidelines on our March 2023 blog. Plan to stop every 2 hours for about 15 to 30 minutes to let your pet stretch their legs, enjoy fresh air, and a potty break. And as much as possible, limit the or minimize the time your pet spends in the car alone. Pets can overheat in the summer at about 70 degrees or hotter and get too cold in the winter at about 35 degrees or colder. Heat stroke is real, even in Colorado. So don't assume that your pet can be safe in the car for long periods of time. We're always happy to help you and your pets, and feel free to reach out to us anytime. Goodheart has two locations in the Denver area, and you can learn more at goodheart.vet. We look forward to talking to you about your future travels.